You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Diverse Church New Zealand is holding Awaken 2021, a rainbow faith gathering, at the end of this month. Diverse Church New Zealand is a rainbow Christian network that provides a space for connection between people who are part of both the LGBTQI+ and the Christian communities. Awaken 2021 is a hui that aims to connect and empower queer people of faith, as well as bridge the complicated divide between faith and the rainbow community in New Zealand. Around 100 people will attend the event. The recent Level 3 lockdown in Auckland and the shift to Level 2 across the rest of the country has impacted the turnout, according to organisers. I spoke to Neil Ballantyne, who is part of the organising committee for Awaken 2021, about the event. We discussed the issues facing queer Christian people today, how change can happen widely across the different denominations of the Christian faith, and why it is important to have a space like Awaken to connect with people with similar lived experiences. We also touch on the call to ban conversion therapy, which has been a significant policy issue this Pride Month. Neil speaks about why the government's move to ban the practice is so important for the rainbow Christian community. I began by asking Neil to explain the conference and what it will involve.
Yeah, sure thing. So Awaken is a project of a Diverse Church New Zealand, and this is the third time that we've had a national hui. So that's essentially what Awaken is. The first two were in Auckland, and are 2 years apart, and this is the first time that we're bringing it to Wellington. And so we're quite excited by that and by the opportunity to kind of, I guess, link the political dimensions of our identities and our lives with what's happening within government at the moment. So making that connection in the capital. But essentially what Awaken is an opportunity for rainbow Christians of faith to gather together, to fellowship together, to meet each other, because often we feel kind of isolated in our own church communities. We kind of feel like we might be the only gay in the village sometimes within our churches. And so to have a space that's safe for us to just hang out and have deep and meaningful conversations and celebrate who we are and what we are.
Could you speak to what some of the core issues facing queer Christians today are and whether they'll be a focus at the Awaken conference this year?
I guess in general, churches in New Zealand are still struggling with the idea of, you know, diverse sexualities and gender identities. It's kind of an ongoing dialogue within churches about how to recognise our lives and what kind of rights we're allowed. For example, I belong to the Anglican Church, part of a progressive Anglican church here in Wellington called St. Peter's. And even though our denomination is probably one of the most progressive in the country, we still don't have same-sex marriage, for example, allowed within Anglican churches in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So that sort of shows how slow progress is within churches of recognising and honouring diverse sexualities and gender identities. But really, this conference, we're sort of trying not to focus too much on the negative stuff, because it's the negative stuff that we live with a lot. And so we're really sort of trying to focus on the positive stuff. We're trying to celebrate who we are, celebrate our lives, and allow spaces for us to come together and to support each other within our faith. And so with that, our official opening is going to be in Parliament, which is quite exciting. We're being hosted by the Deputy Prime Minister, Grant Robertson. We're having a series of speeches and welcome drinks and nibbles and that kind of thing. And following that, we're going to tour the Rainbow Room, which is one of the select committees in Parliament, which is honouring of the rainbow community. And then for the next 2 days of the conference, which will be based at St. Peter's, we have a range of activities that are going to happen. We have three fantastic keynotes, including Elizabeth Kitty, who, of course, is a new Member of Parliament for the Green Party, but is also an incredible scholar in terms of takatāpoi, Māori Indigenous gender and sexual identity. And then we have workshops that cover everything from exploring queer Christian sex ethics through to reading the Bible with a queer lens, through to gender diversity and a whole bunch of things in between. So it should be a great time.
So I've got a couple of questions based off what you just said. Sure. Going back to the beginning, you talked about how your church is reasonably progressive compared to perhaps other churches. Obviously, within Diverse Church New Zealand, you have a whole group of people coming from different denominations. Is it difficult to make change across a number of different churches and be able to sort of watch progression happen all together?
Definitely you've recognised one of the complexities of making change is that there is so many, as I sort of call it, flavours of Christianity, and these have come about through various splits at various times of history and for various sort of doctrinal reasons, and basically everyone thinking that they had a slightly different truth and their truth was slightly better. And so, of course, that makes change complicated when you're seeing it at that kind of meta level. And so it has to happen from within, really. It has to happen sort of at that individual denominational basis. And with our Anglican Church, you know, that's been happening. You know, this conversation been going on for 30, 40, 50 years. and we're still not at the point where we've allowed for same-sex marriage. We've got this thing called blessings, which is kind of like a compromise, but not actually allowing for a marriage yet. So, yeah, it's slow. It's a little bit painful, to be honest. And you're sort of having conversations which, you know, feel like the sort of things we're discussing as a society 20 years ago. It doesn't feel very relevant in the 21st century. But at the same time, it is important because, A, it's important for, you know, young queer Christian kids as they're growing up, especially if they're growing up in families which are a bit more traditional. This change is so important to protect them and keep them safe as they're trying to figure out who they are. But it's actually also important for the churches too, because if churches want to be relevant to the 21st century, if they want young people to come to them and explore faith, then they're going to have to be relevant. They're going to have to understand that actually homophobia and transphobia is no longer, you know, acceptable within our society.
I just want to move on to the conversion therapy issue now. So yeah, the issue of banning conversion therapy has been a significant issue this month, with the Labor government promising to ban conversion therapy but not necessarily taking quick action, and the Green Party also seeking public support for banning the practice via their online petition. Are you able to speak to the significance of this issue and call for making conversion therapy illegal?
Yeah, it's a fascinating one, eh? Because I think when these sort of discussions really hit the media and people started seeing that this push was, you know, had quite a lot of support, I think a lot of people were wondering, really? Is this stuff really still happening? It seems so, you know, 1950s, old school, barbaric kind of stuff. And certainly, yeah, certainly the answer is yes, because of the way churches kind of see the world. Basically, they view diverse sexualities and gender identity as just so wrong that they can't be natural, and therefore they must be able to be changed. And so what that generally looks like is someone going along and seeing a so-called Christian counsellor, who may or may not be qualified in any way, shape or form, and going through some kind of talking therapy is usually how it kind of operates. But although that doesn't seem perhaps as harsh as some of the, you know, more medicalized stuff we might have seen in the 1950s, it still brings with it all sorts of shame and issues of self-confidence and, you know, sort of identity development and that kind of stuff that can be really messed up when people are put under all this pressure, especially as young people. And so it is, from that perspective, a very harmful practice. Fortunately, I never underwent it myself, although I certainly was offered it when I came out when I was in my early 20s and in a fairly conservative church in Dunedin. I was sort of told to go away and get some Christian counselling, and I was going to sort myself out, apparently. But it was at that point that I decided that that was not the place for me and that I needed to move on. So it's definitely out and about, definitely still a thing in New Zealand. And I think banning it is a very important step to, again, protecting those young, vulnerable, queer Christian kids. It's not going to be simple. This stuff comes with all kinds of awkward free speech and freedom of religion arguments that get very messy, because this stuff doesn't happen in a vacuum, right? It happens because of overlays of religious kind of guilt and shame and all that kind of stuff. And so that kind of stuff is hard to kind of tease out. I appreciate the Green Party's petition, which has encouraged the Labor government to move a bit faster on this. I mean, it has been something that's been in the election manifesto, but I think it has certainly sped up the timeframes, which is great. So now it's up to the Ministry of Justice to write some good legislation.
Talking a little bit about the government, you know, making the step to banning conversion therapy, do you feel as though the government is doing enough? The Prime Minister has said that the sort of longer timeframe towards the end of the year placed around introducing legislation is because the government wants to get it right and make the positive impact they need to have. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do actually think that a longer time frame is completely valid. Like I say, this will be quite complex legislation to try and craft and to try and balance those different rights that we value as a society. So I think that's cool. But I think, yeah, I think the fact that it's going to happen this year is actually quite fantastic. It's been a long time coming, and we're definitely ready for it. But at the same time, yeah, what it looks like, you know, the devil's in the detail, as they say. What it looks like is going to be interesting to explore. And, of course, we should get the opportunity to have our say through the Select Committee process as well to sort of factor into that.
And what are your thoughts on the National Party not having a position at all on the practice?
Yeah, that's just lazy, really, isn't it? I think they realise that their core voting base is reasonably conservative and probably don't necessarily want the legislation, but they also realise that as soon as they say that, they're going to get leapt on by, you know, the majority of New Zealanders who do want the legislation. So I understand they're between a rock and a hard place, but yeah, they should know what's right.
And just finally, I just want to take it back to the conference, take it back to Diverse Church New Zealand and ask you, why is it important for a space like this to be provided to Rainbow Christian people?
Yeah, I mean, the sad fact is that most Rainbow folk who grow up within a Christian environment do receive so much discrimination and feel so uncomfortable they generally leave the church. And so what we're doing is providing a space that says actually it is possible to be queer and Christian, and it's not just possible, but it's actually, you know, it's fantastic. It's a great way to be, because, you know, we believe at the heart of Jesus' message was a message of love and acceptance and grace and justice, and all that stuff is totally aligned with the Rainbow community. So the judgment and the shame and all that stuff, we don't believe is core to the Christian message at all, and we think that the churches need to move through that. So we provide a space both for, yeah, supporting the queer Christian community, but we also provide, I guess, a voice back to the church saying, you guys can do better. You know, you can do better than this. The core of the Christian message is not what this is about. So, yeah, let's do better.
I then asked Neil if he had anything to add on the details of the conference.
Okay. One thing I would like to let your listeners know is that due to a generous donor, we have some funding available for scholarships. So especially if there's anyone in Auckland who is looking to come down but are worried about the financial burden of that, please do get in touch with us and we'll see what we can make work.
That was Neil Ballantyne, an organiser of Diverse New Zealand's Awaken 2021 conference, which aims to connect those who identify as part of the LGBTQI+ community and the Christian faith. The conference will be opened on Friday 26th of March at the Parliament Buildings in Wellington at 7pm and will then run for 2 days at St Peter's Anglican Church on Saturday the 27th and Sunday the 28th of March. If you're interested, you can head to the events page at diversechurch.co.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.